Welcome back to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it is now time to check in with Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. John, the Paul Bunyan Trophy back in Ann Arbor in the hands of the Wolverines for the first time since 2012. Michigan's still number two in the nation at 8-0, while Michigan State slumps to 2-6. Was that game and the final score of 32-23 what you expected?
Not at all. I called it, I think, 42-7 before the game, and that was not an uncommon pick at that time. I thought that the Spartans would fight mightily in the first half and collapse by the second, and the exact opposite, Cindy, happened. So the first half was all Michigan. The last minute of the first half, they scored 10 points. So at that point, it's looking pretty bad, of course, for Michigan State. And in the fourth quarter, playing mostly for pride at that point, the game was not out of hand for Michigan. But they did fight back and put some points on the boards, 13 points, in fact, and good for them.
So what do you think as far as what we've seen of the Spartans so far? And, I mean, here we got now six straight losses, and they're 2-6. But what'd you see?
As expected, they gave Michigan their best game. Whatever they had, they threw at them. The defensive line got some pressure on the quarterback, Wilton Spate. Their offense, by the way, the first drive, they just marched down the field and scored a nice one. And then the backup quarterback, Brian Lewerke, looked very good in the fourth quarter. He's a freshman. And after the game, you're thinking, okay, obviously, with four games left, you put the freshman in, you get ready for the future. This season is basically a bust.
And what happens?
You find out that Brian Lewerke has fractured his tibia. This is the season from hell for the poor Spartans.
Boy, oh boy. Who else did you like for State?
L.J. Scott was extremely effective as the tailback, and if you're a Michigan fan, maybe too effective, because he was slashing through Michigan's defense with great efficiency. So that's a very good sign for them, obviously. Malik McDowell is just a flat-out great player, and he was that day as well. On the Michigan side of the ball...
Yeah, who gets the tip of the hat?
Wilton Spate is not going to make All-American teams. This is the quarterback. Mm-hmm. But he does not make mistakes. He's had three interceptions, one in this game, the entire season after eight games. I think 15 touchdowns or so with three interceptions, that's a great ratios right there. So what he is doing is not losing you the game. Not always winning you the game, but not losing it. He's got so many tools around him, he does not have to be the star.
And one of those tools is named Jabril Peppers.
Unbelievable. By the way, you might recall in 97, Charles Woodson became the only defensive player ever to win the Heisman Trophy. Jabril Peppers might be in that category, and he's scoring touchdowns at quarterback. He's returning punts and everything else. His numbers, defensively and offensively, right now, are better than Woodson's. He's not going to win it. He's not getting the attention you need for this. But he is right there.
What'd you take away from both sides, beyond the win and the loss, and looking into the future, let's say the next season or two, knowing who's coming up, what does Michigan need to work on?
The offensive line is still the weak point. I've been saying it all year long. They are good. On a good day, they're good. They have not been great yet. They're not probably going to be great, frankly. What they have to do is be healthy, because if you lose any one of those five guys, you have nobody left to fill in. What they accomplished is this. They won the game. I don't care if it's by 1 point. That's all Michigan needed. Two, they were healthy, no real injuries. Three, of course, their kicker, Kenny Allen, was 3-for-3 on field goals. He'd been struggling earlier. They're going to need him down the stretch. So for Michigan, they got almost everything they wanted out of this game.
We also have to just say hello, Broncos, number 17. They've moved up in the rankings. How high do you think they could go this season?
If they win out, they should be a top 10 team. Now, they got to win out, and you got to win the MAC title game as well, the Mid-American Conference. They've got a real chance at a January Bowl, which is a lot harder this year than it was previous years. They've got a real chance. Right now, they're probably the second-best team in the state, I hate to tell you, Spartan fans, and they're moving up fast.
And what are the chances of Coach P.J. Fleck getting poached by another school, and how quickly?
I'm going to call it 100%. he'll wait till after the bowl game, they've got a class. And by the way, coaches always wait till after the bowl game. If you leave early, it leaves a bad taste in everyone's mouth, and now you've got less credibility with your new team also.
Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon with words of wisdom for coaches. Thanks, John.
Thank you.